Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Friends, we are now into hour number four. I got a lot of news I haven't gotten to yet, but I'm going to try to get to all your calls here. We got a full bank. That's enough because I got some news I got to cram in here as well. But let's go to Mike in Georgia. Then we'll go to Bob, Patricia, Joshua, Joe, Cameron, Nick, Mike, Dave, and Nick. Go ahead, Mike in Georgia here on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I just want to say that that young man you had on, you're interviewing, I saw some of his video work there in Minnesota, and I'm an older gentleman, retired Marine, who's, you know, fought in the GWAT, and I was getting a little, getting a little depressed with some of the stuff I heard from the younger generation, but that young man reassured me that I think we're fine, because the battle for the soul of this nation. You played fanfare for the common man there. The battle for the soul of this nation is going to be won by guys like that. Now, as far as our position,
and he's inspired so many people. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Just if see him there, tell him, hey, we appreciate his work, and that's a service to the nation. So, as far as on the world stage, I think what Trump is doing, you know, I'm not a foreign interventionist guy, but I'm a student of history, being in the Marine Corps, and we know a lot about the fact that our country's founded on a couple of principles: religious freedom and commerce. You can't interrupt our commerce. If you interrupt commerce, then you're attacking the nation in essence. So I don't have any problem with the moves he's making. I think they're very well thought out. It's not like in Iraq where we just kind of went in there and hoped that the people would welcome us warmly. They're thinking this through. I have confidence in Trump. I have confidence in Hegseth. And as far as all the internal stuff with the criminal elements in our government, I think that's going to come out. Guys like that young man you had on, Nick Sortor, I think that's going to come out in the wash. So,
Nick Sortor, Nick Shirley, or any of these men and women, they're literally torchbearers. And America was doing all these wars for globalism before. Now it's stuff we already have contracts with. The Panama Canal, Venezuela, Greenland. People can bitch about it, but that's manifest destiny. That's Americana. Yeah. Trump is going back to what we were. And that's why the globalists are so upset.
Right. That's right. Good job, Alex. You guys appreciate it.
Appreciate you, brother. All right, we're going to go to break because I don't want to cut Cameron short. We'll go to Cameron and everybody else on the other side. But yeah, this is history, ladies and gentlemen. And again, we were put into debt. It was going to be the Chinese century. We were supposed to collapse. It was supposed to be over for America. But the last minute we got Trump in, he wasn't as sophisticated when he first got in 9 years ago. This time he's way more sophisticated. It ain't perfect. But the globalists are crapping bricks right now. They are losing control right now. And the old globalist order, they admit, is dead. So in that vacuum, what do we do in a vacuum? Do we just sit back and let China have Venezuela and the Panama Canal and Greenland, or we take it? We'll go, well, God, Jones, you've always been against intervention. Because it was under globalist against our country. It's all dangerous what Trump's doing, but not taking action is way more dangerous. This is America. This is manifest destiny. These policies are for the people. And the people of the nations we're doing this with, this is a good thing. I'm actually very proud of President Trump. The question is, are we smart enough to understand what he's doing?
G-Man! All the free-flowing methylene blue is now mine!
No way, you evil scum. Methylene blue is for everyone!
Order Methylene Blue at the AlexJonesStore.com.
We're gonna make it, men!
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at the AlexJonesStore.com.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another world, another time. This land was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I said on air that God told me, just in the spirit, that I'd completed my primary mission. And that was awaken the people of the world to the globalist scourge. But that I had my secondary mission to continue to try to organize things in the future. But it's surreal to me to see the great effect that this audience of activists has had in the world and how much we've done. We're not going to have our praises sung by the enemy, by the globalists, but no. Your support and what you've done isn't backing this operation. It is this operation. Let's go to Cameron in North Carolina on Venezuela, Minnesota protests and more. Go ahead, Cameron.
Yeah, Alex, can you hear me okay?
Yep, sure can.
Awesome. Thank you. I will keep this very short. I got a couple questions, but I'll keep them concise. My first question is regarding Venezuela. I think at this point we've kind of realized after things have died down a little bit that we may not be getting as much as we possibly can from them resource-wise. My question is, do you think this was more of a show of force, kind of lay it out on the table, show the world what the U.S. can do? My second question is in regards to Nick Shirley regarding the information that he uncovered. Why is it that you think that the DOJ and the AG brought up cases from years ago that were prosecuted and are currently being litigated, in my opinion, as a way to take credit for the work that he's done and kind of glossing over what's happened there? But I know they're still investigating it. Third question, what can I bring to the wedding as a gift for Nick and your daughter? And fourth question, you said to get in the fight. Alex, I'm currently looking for employment. Where can I send my resume? Thank you, and I appreciate InfoWars.
Hold on, don't hang up, because I can't remember all those questions.
You got it.
I always make people make jokes about Nick not dating. So my daughter works here, 21 years old. I made a joke. That was a joke. So that was a total joke. Came this big viral thing. Total joke. My daughter's her own person. She marries who she wants. That was a joke. I'm not a Muslim. What were the other questions?
Yes, the other question was in regards to Venezuela. It seems to me at this point that we kind of have realized that we're not probably going to get as much as we possibly can from them. Do you think this was more of a show of force?
Yeah, 100%. It was about letting China know you're not going to run the show there in Cuba. And I get it's a big fiasco. Trump doesn't want a failed state down there, so he's trying to work with them. But I think that's remained to be seen. But certainly we're in a better position in Venezuela than we were previously. So overall, I think it's worked out so far.
Okay, and then the other two questions. First one, main one, was regarding Nick Shirley. You know, he uncovered a lot of fraud down there. And it seemed in the DOJ response that they kind of framed it as, hey, oh, yeah, we're on top of this. But they posted cases that had been prosecuted years prior under
the Biden. Absolutely. Here's the deal.
Yep.
That's the big question. The Justice Department's full of globalists. Thank God a bunch of prosecutors got fired by Bondi in Minnesota. They claimed they quit. They didn't. They refuse to do anything because they're part of the system. You don't just think it's Somalis that got $24 billion. No, guys, they're the bag men. I've looked at the cases. On average, they get about 30% of the money. It's the Democrats above them. All these white people you see out there beating people up and attacking, they're driving brand new cars. They're above the Somalis. I'm not trying to put white people down. It's just a fact. They're the managers of the NGOs that part of the money goes through. That's why they're pissed. And so, yeah, a lot more is about to come out. What was the other question?
Yeah, my last question and final one. I'm currently in the job market, and I know InfoWars says to get in the fight. So my question is InfoWars hiring, and where can I send my application?
All right, thanks for the call. Yeah, that's a long that's a whole new deal. We've had the Democratic Party spend $400 million plus trying to sue us and shut us down. I have a state receiver for 4 months in control of InfoWars. They never show up. I've met them one time. They won't even talk to me. It's like talking to a wall. There's no extra money in InfoWars, just enough to pay the payroll. So when you support us, don't worry, the bad guys aren't getting any money. And I have no idea what's even going on. We have the Alex Jones Network that Bigley owns set up and ready. We've got a civil rights lawsuit that I've been saying is going to be filed for months. It's about to be filed. Well, that's bombshell. And so we're in the middle of the fight. So the answer is we're in a holding pattern. I can't hire anybody right now. But whether InfoWars survives, whether it's a new network, and I'm just a program director, you know, the news director, we are planning to expand. Thank you. I appreciate you. Nick in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead, Nick.
Yes. Hi, Alex Jones. Big fan of you for years. Buy all your products. They're really great.
Thank you.
My question for you is do you think Vanguard and BlackRock and Soros, their money can still be a threat to the U.S. and either they can infiltrate American institutions still, even though they've been blocked out by Trump?
Yeah, I mean, State Street, Vanguard, BlackRock, 88% of global control of finance and property. They've been acting on the surface like they're for Trump, but they're still attacking Trump. And they still want to control behavior, and they're having their Davos meeting right now. I mean, Klaus Schwab is not the head of the Davos group now. It's Larry Fink. So, yeah, they're as big a threat as ever.
Yeah, because I know their NGOs have been mostly cut off. And do you think they've become more dangerous? Because I know BlackRock and Vanguard's more of like a financial institution investment than the stock market. Do you think they'll try to disrupt the markets through there?
Well, yeah. I mean, NGOs are powerful, but not as powerful as ESGs. And that's the corporate governance rules, which they're still doing. They changed the name. They don't call it ESG now. To have corporations and people that get money from these companies, they have to then follow their directives. So the ESGs are as bad as ever. We have to expose them. Does that make sense? So cutting off NGOs is one thing, and that's good. But here's the deal. Texas sued a few years ago, won last year, that BlackRock was running racketeering against the state, saying divest of all fossil fuels or we'll pull all investment. Well, most of that investment was state pension fed to back down. So did Missouri. So Louisiana and some other states. So that's the answer. So finally, people are addressing the corporate governance attempt to take over. And so we got major pushback against BlackRock, but they haven't been beaten yet.
That sounds amazing.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to Mike in California. Mike, go ahead.
Hello. This is my first time, long time. I just wanted to call and just
do me a favor. Talk right in your telephone.
Yes, sir. Hear me now. I'm good.
A little closer.
Is it okay?
I hear you better now. Go ahead.
Okay. So I'm sorry about that. I'm kind of nervous. So just give me a few seconds to get collect my thoughts. I know you have a rapid fire
go ahead.
Show.
We're not. Go ahead.
I've listened to you from the old days, from like 10 years ago, I was listening to you. And my wife, Mary, she thinks that you're full of crap, and I don't. But she says that you get a lot of your talking points from the politicians, from Trump and stuff. And I said, no, the guys, I told you, you're well studied. You know what you're talking about, but she doesn't believe me. She thinks she thinks you're an idiot. And I have to hide when I talk to you, like I'm down in a bunker somewhere in the basement. She thinks like you're Trump's spokesman, you know. Just and she doesn't. I just tell her, look, study, read. But she really thinks that you're full of crap. Is there anything I can do to show that you may know what you're talking about? It's frustrating.
Yeah, I mean that's a great question. No, I think she should just believe that and enjoy it. I mean, I really don't. I don't need to prove. I mean, on what topic do I need to prove myself here? Like I said 26 months ago, get into silver and gold. I believe they're both going to double in the next, and it all happened, like I said. I mean, I go on for days, everything. All I do is research this stuff.
Because if you listen to what you're saying, and I would agree with like 80% of it myself. But she's saying like the thing in Minnesota that these people that there never was that where the lady got shot that was all the government's fault. It wasn't hers. She saw her angles and she said, where is this angle where the guy gets hit? She does not believe in this angle. I thought I saw it, but
here's the deal. I can't sit here and prove myself to your wife, and I really don't need to. You want us to show you the frontal angle of him bouncing off the hood of the car? I mean, there's nothing really. There's this game where we're supposed to sit there and prove ourselves to somebody. But what I will address is this. People say I'm this cheerleader for Trump. Absolutely. I mean, the border shut down, trillions in jobs coming back, trying to stop the wars, banning men and women's sports, executive order capping credit cards at 10%, telling big tech you can't take over power companies for AI and then overcharge people. You've got to deal with that on and on and on. I mean, just pragmatic. What's good for people, Trump's doing it. And so I don't need to sit there and lead a horse to water to make him drink. And so I'm not mad at your wife. I just don't have, like, she's not my God. She's not my authority. She's not the Grand Inquisitor. I guess you're going to tape this and give it to her. And so I don't have something to prove to your wife. If she wants to believe Tim Walz and MSNBC, knock yourself out. You say you got to like hide calling the show. I mean, you know, I don't tell my wife, you know, what to watch or what to do. But I have no idea what she's doing right now. You know, so that's just where I'm at. There's this moral authority thing where I want you to prove yourself to me right now. And, you know, my whole life's an open book. But no, Trump doesn't tell me what to say. I sit there and look at all the Trump talking points and say, I think that's wrong, that's wrong, that's right, that's right. Make this better, make that better, do this. I give the orders. I don't give all the orders, but I mean, I'm in charge. Like, people get this thing backwards that I am very blessed that Trump survived assassination. I'm very blessed he's politically engaged. I'm very blessed that we were getting so much good done. And so I'm enthusiastic about all the good. And then I like Yosemite Sam stomping on the stuff I think's wrong. But I don't put, the left does that where they make themselves the moral authority. And then they say, you must prove to me. In fact, there's a video we have today of Don Lemon's out. And these white guys run over and they say, you're a Nazi. You're a Nazi. And he goes, no, I'm a liberal. I hate white people. And they go, good. And Lemon laughs and says, good. They all bully each other. They all enforce on each other. So your wife, I'm nothing against her, is not my moral authority. God is my moral authority. And so I tell her, hey, you want to feel powerful? You want to feel good? Bet on the Democratic Party. Take your COVID shots. Drink fluoride water. Eat GMO. Go to McDonald's. And just, you're the good person. I'm the bad person. So my answer to your wife is, Well, what's your wife's first name?
Mary.
Very? Very? Did I hear that right? Very?
Mary, M-A-R-Y.
Oh, Mary. Just say, Mary, I'm bad and you're good. You're the good person, Mary. I am bad. So now, Mary, you and Tim Walz save us. Does that make sense? Thanks for the call. I mean, imagine this world. See, I've never owned one stock. Because if I did, I'd be obsessed with it because I want to be really good at everything I do. But I know how to pick the stock market. Better than Nancy Pelosi does. Joe Rogan, 6 months before I moved to Texas, called me and said, hey, can you help me figure out where to move? And I said, yeah, here's a realtor. If I was you, I'd live on Lake Austin. Here's where he moved. Here's the guy. And he said, well, don't tell anybody this, but I'm going to go to Spotify. I said, I won't. I hung up the phone. I was out on a ski boat with my wife and kids. And I never told anybody about it, but I thought the day it happened, I went, God, if I went and bought Spotify stock, it'll go up, which it did. But I didn't because I don't do that. It's not my game. Instead, I come and tell you the intel. But I've noticed when you're given everything, you don't appreciate it. So Mary doesn't want victory. Mary's been trained that men around her are out to get her. Men around her are competition. She believes the state is the good person. So I'm not going to even show Mary the footage of the ICE officer, Mr. Ross, bouncing off the hood of the car. Because it doesn't matter if I show you. So I'm not going to show you. Now she'll run and find it. If you give it to her, she'll ignore it. Because I understand that Jezebel spirit. Well, listen, Jezebel, I don't need you. And you want to bully your husband around all day because he doesn't click his heels right for you and he's got to hide in the basement and listen to the show. I think you got a problem, brother. That's where I stand on this. I have nothing to prove to anybody. My track record is clear. And I'm telling you the most accurate information I come up with, and I've been proven to be damn accurate. And that's my frustration is I have sacrificed and gone through hell to be here and tell you the truth. And these people just want to sit back and feel powerful and go, well, you didn't do it this way. And I'm just like, that is a delusion. That is a lie. I mean, did Mary watch all the footage of them just randomly beating up families in their cars in Minnesota yesterday and tonight? No. So great. Believe whatever you want. Let your chains fit lightly upon you. Forget that we were ever your brethren. But as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Because the truth is, I love women on average. And I had great grandmothers that were great grandmothers and grandmothers that were super smart. And read to me classic, you know, the Iliad and everything else were great women. Compared to the women today, no comparison. But the men, too. Men have gotten weaker. But I don't judge my worldview off what women think about me, or men, for that matter. But women want to work with the system. On average, they have Stockholm Syndrome. And if you don't know what Stockholm Syndrome is, you should look it up. So I'm not your Stockholm Syndrome. I'm not here to prove myself to you. Okay? Because there is no amount of proving yourself to one of these women. They believe in the system. They're like a baby duck gets out of the shell, and the first thing it sees, it imprints on. And these women have been imprinted on the state, and they believe it's their friend. And so great, knock yourself out. Just take the fluoride, take the shots, eat the GMO, enjoy yourselves. Okay? Don't listen to me. Tim Walz is great. The Somalis are great. Islam's great. Kamala Harris is great. Good. You're right. You're smart. You've got the answer. Okay? Your husband's wrong. Just forget where you're a brethren. Just go away. Okay? We don't want you listening. We don't care. Just go over there in your hellhole, dig your little 6-foot pit for yourself and climb into your grave, okay? Good. Bye-bye. Let's go to Bob in Oregon. Bob, go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to talk about something completely different, but after this guy and his wife and the spirit hit me and the conversation is going to change. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to prove yourself to anybody. You said it all, your history, your track record. I'm 66. I've been listening to you for 30 years. You've been spot on. Not only that, you've been chosen. You're a chosen one by the Most High. And I know that. I've known it for a long time. Alex Jones has a heart. He has a soul. He has a life. People don't see that. They see Alex Jones on TV. They see the mouthpiece. They see you as, you know, the general of information. And then you have people, the poor you have with you always, and you're talking about Mary. Well, she's one of the poor. We're going to have her with us always. And the spirit hit me. Alex needs to be uplifted. You know, he's a human being, folks. He cries. He loves his family. He puts his life on the line for us. I listen to this man every day. I have him tuned on from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed. He's spot on. He is a general of information. Not only that, he sells the best damn supplements on the planet.
Well, I appreciate you, brother, but I'll say this. I don't feel sorry for myself. I am shot up. And I'm shot up bad.
Hey, I know you don't feel sorry for yourself.
But all I'm trying to get people to do is stand up for themselves. I'm sick of being judged. It's not about me. It's how they look at somebody and they judge them to feel big. It's not about me. They need to stop doing that.
Well, you're pissed off how he's treating how she's treating her husband. That's why you vented. I get you, Alex. I really get you. And you know, you have a lot. You're carrying around a lot of truth. And when you carry around that truth, people don't realize how burdensome it is and how it's hard to carry around. And you're out there not only carrying that around, but you're carrying around spiritual truth. And I'll tell you, this life gets tough when you're like that. But you know this. I know that the spirit's touched you. I know it has. I've had some really good dreams about you. And I know that you are committed to what the Father wants you to do. And that's what we're here for. And you're doing it. And, you know, I know that you know when the spirit touches you. You can see the demons that jump like popcorn out of people. And there's a spiritual war going on, and you know that too. And I'm pretty, I'll tell you, I've had a lot of spiritual things. I've been anointed with the holy oil, wide awake, taken to the river of life, paradise. Lost my wife. We were married almost 46 years. We knew each other, married 44. Died in my arms last September 24th. And, you know, he's had cracks at me. And I asked in all these years, why did you do that for me? Why did you take me there? Why did you take me there, Yeshua, Father? And he told me, so that you wouldn't take your own life. And that happened to me when I was 18 years old. And it happened to me all the way back then, so that I wouldn't take my life, September 14th, 2024, and was revealed to me. And when I watched her pass away, ravaged from cancer, he also, and her face, she was ravaged, a four-year battle, and died in my arms. But I watched her face change into like, she looked like when we were married, when we were young.
Incredible.
Alex, and then I watched her face change back. And so the battle.
Oh, no, finish your point.
When
we come back. Finish your point with everybody else. Andrew, Joshua, Joe, Dave, Nick, too. We'll go to you after Bob. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster.
Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision.
Down with the globalist. Get Ultra Methylene Red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Look, death is a great equalizer. And we're given life, we're given death, we're eternal spirits. And I didn't mean to be mean to that guy earlier. He's just like, oh, my wife doesn't allow me to listen to you. I got to hide in the basement. How do you want to convince her? Convince her. Everything we've talked about, world government, new world order, forced injections, tyranny, it's out in the open. I'm not even saying do what I tell you to do. I'm not even doing that. I'm like, here's this thing. What are you going to do? That's why I get mad at other talk show hosts who do all these conspiracies and made up crap and weird soap operas and individuals, you know, with known con artists. Like, we've got big global government to deal with. We've got world treaties for forced injections and everything. And the whole globalist old order is falling apart right now. So, in my experience, anybody that wants to sit there and play games and say, prove this to me, prove that to me, I just move on. Because to them, it's like some game, like you're proving yourself to them. I have nothing to prove. If you don't know society's in trouble, if you don't know there's God and the devil, if you don't understand this big fight's going on, God, it's up to God to touch you. There are so many people looking for the truth. So many people that are open and ready that we should be ministering to and them with us. That I just say, let the dead bury the dead, as Christ said, knock the dust off your feet. Closing comments, Bob in Oregon. I remember you called over the years. Go ahead, Bob. Welcome.
Yeah, Alex, I'll tell you. You just said it. You know, the poor we have with us always. You know, you lead a horse. You can lead a horse to water. You can't make him drink. You know, those people are always going to be there. But you're there for a reason. You know, you're there for a reason. You know, you are the mouthpiece. You are the trumpet. You are, you know, you are. And that's what you've been called for. And weight on your shoulders has to be immense. It has to be. And, you know, I just pray that the Father and the Son give you strength every day. Hold on, brother. And, man, I'll tell you, if there's anything I could do to help you, I would.
No, brother, just pray for the broadcast and support us. But it is true that I'm super positive. It goes back to that verse earlier from the Bible, with great knowledge comes great sorrow. I am just, now I'm getting, my knowledge is increasing so fast that, like, and I'm closer to God than ever, so it's like paradoxical, but also looking at things like, I'm like, I always want to be with God. I'm like, I'm tired of looking at the evil. Does that make sense? Like, I used to have fun fighting evil. Now I'm just like, I'm just sick. I just want to be away from it. And then God's like, nope, you got 10 times more to deal with. And I'm complaining. I'm just like, do you get the paradox I'm talking about?
Yes. It's like when the Spirit touches you, it's just like water being poured in a glass. It comes so fast. And for someone who hasn't experienced it, he says, take no thought of what you shall say or what you shall do, because it will be me in that time speaking. And it happens. It happens to me. Not all the time, but it happens. And it amazes me. Like a person at the store, I'll see them, and the Spirit will say, you're going to talk to her. And I'm like, oh, here we go. And I won't take
absolutely
any thought.
That's the feeling. Down. It's beyond water poured in glass, like a hand in a glove. And I'm just like, and I don't know how to describe it. I'm just like, at a certain point, I can't believe people can't see this. Because to me, I see it all, and I'm like, why don't they see it, God? Why don't they see it? And I'm just like, well, why didn't you, you know, I don't get mad at God. I'm like, why didn't you design them to see it like I see it? And he goes, oh, they're going to see it. Don't worry. Thanks for the call, brother. And so that's just where I'm at. And like, then I got to like sit there and convince people. I mean, it's just like, it's I mean, we're on the edge of absolute hell. I mean, I gotta tell you that right now. Look, militarily, culturally, everything is, we're on the edge of a cliff. And God has given us a way, a narrow way out of this. It'll still be rough, but we got a way out of this. And I have a responsibility to do the best job I can. And because for me, it's the opposite of a power trip. I feel pathetic. Because I have knowledge of myself and knowledge of humanity and knowledge of it all. And I'm just like, I'm in dirty rags. Like, and God, I'm like, God's like, get out there and do this. And I'm just like, I get it. I understand that God's perfect. But I'm just like trying to tell people, like, folks, if you knew what I knew, you'd be getting around with God right now. The devil's 100% real. And he 100% wants your soul. And you're like, well, these churches, that's where the devil's at. He puts himself in the gateway to get the escape pod. It's like the movie Alien came out in the 70s. Sigourney Weaver's trying to escape. Where's the alien? It's on the escape pod. The devil's waiting at the gate to get away. I use the analogy of a oasis in the desert, you know, in like the Sahara or whatever, and you got some crocodiles in there and some lions and stuff, you know, because there's the water there, and then the gazelles are trying to get there to get to the water. But regardless, that's where the water's at. So I'm sitting here at an oasis saying, there's the water, but look out for the crocodile. And I got people going, how do you know that's a crocodile? And I'm just like, I've been here a while. I've seen a bunch of things get eaten by it. They're like, oh, yeah, sure. What do you prove yourself to me? And I'm just like, just go on down there and get eaten then. And that's where I'm at. And I literally pray to God now. I used to pray for discernment until about 5 years ago. Now I pray to God to limit my discernment and to get me out of this and again and find somebody else. And of course, God had answered that prayer. It has the opposite effect. And now everything's peeling back. I can like literally just scan into anything now. And I'm just like, oh my God. Satan wants to be God. Satan has, I don't think, any idea what it'll be like to be God. You know everything, all time, all dimensions, everything, every answer, everything, forwards and backwards. Can you imagine the responsibility of that? I can just limitedly look at one little thing and know the answers. That's one quadrillionth the same as God. But that spark of God is torture. Torture. Because the intensity, it's like sticking your arm into a power cable. And I see the dumbass Satanists looking for power. They have no idea what power is, or they'd be running from it. Joe in Arkansas, thanks for holding on the ear worldwide. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, long-time listener. I just wanted to say me and my wife both have good jobs, make good money, and we still struggle to make it. And I work off the Mississippi, work with a diverse crew. And I can tell you this, this country is so divided, and what's coming our way, and if Trump doesn't go all in, like real fast, come this fall, if he doesn't win the midterms, it's over. But that's
the divide and conquer. So tell me about your crew. What is it like? Is it like Cajun, black, Hispanic? What is it?
It's black. And, I listened to Jake Lang yesterday, and what he said makes a lot of sense. I mean, you know, and it's like I find myself being fake a lot of times just trying to get along because I want my job, I have to be, right? But these people make good money, and they're still on welfare. They got 14 kids and this and that. And I work where I work at, I don't live there. I work 5 hours away from where I live because that's what it takes for me to make a good living. And I work 4/12s or 5/12s, and then I come back home for 4 days, depending on the week or if there's overtime. And it's just crazy. I mean, we aren't the same. And I think, and the white Christian people in this country, we're going to be on the chopping block here real soon, you know. And it's not about being racist or anything like that. I'm just
On average, there's issues, but you're saying, I mean, what is this, an oil drilling rig? Or, I mean, what is this you're saying? There's, you know, you're dealing with racist black people? So, or what?
No, I'm just saying they don't get it. They, they're mad at Trump because he took Obamacare away, you know, and they went after their, their food stamps. You know, some of them aren't married. They got these women, you know, they stripped them of their food stamps and just, so that, no, it's not.
Well, do they understand the country was about to go totally upside down? There'll be nothing then.
They don't get it. I'm telling you, they don't get it. And I have to watch my mouth because I've lost jobs over this before of me just saying too much. So it's like, you know, like I can't.
Well, you saw it. I'm not, Jake Lang's like, oh, you're virtue signaling the black people. Most black people I know are awake and actually pissed off. I get there are some brainwashed ones year round. But you saw those white liberals in Minnesota. Our problem is liberals.
Yeah. Now, the ones I'm telling you, my crew is about 50-50. It's for a steel mill. I unload barges off of the Mississippi, and we feed a steel mill. So that's what the job is, and it's in a bad town, not too far out of Memphis. So it's a very high crime ridden town. I'm just talking the last couple weeks murders. I stay in a very rough motel just so it'll make sense.
Brother, listen, you ain't got to tell me why people are getting hunted. Same time. The globalists want this divide and conquer. We got to find the groups out there that get it and work with them and not just, because if they do the pure division, they're going to win. But I hear you, brother, and I appreciate your call. Joshua in New Mexico, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Awesome. Thanks for taking my call, sir. I just want to make two quick statements before I get to my topic on Trump and Venezuela. But first, I just want to say that I think your products and your supplements are amazing, and they are not only game-changing but life-changing. I've been a long-time supporter and customer of those, and I buy what I can when I can. So thank you.
Thank you.
Second statement is I hear you play a lot of Merle Haggard songs, sir, but there's one I think that's relevant that I haven't heard you play yet. So I'm just saying, I request some Rainbow Stew, brother.
Rainbow Stew?
Rainbow Stew by Merle Haggard. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've heard that song. I was listening to that a couple of weeks ago.
That's a good one.
We'll end the show the last 2 minutes of Rainbow Stew, Merle Haggard.
Awesome. Thank you, brother.
Go ahead. Yeah.
No, I just want to jump in my topic with Trump and Venezuela. I don't want to waste any more time. So I'm just hoping that Trump seizes the major opportunity that's present in Venezuela, mostly having to deal with the voter fraud. I hope he goes after Smartmatic and Dominion. And I hope that the intel, which Patrick Byrne has brought on your show about the director of the intelligence of Venezuela and that General Flynn is now privy to, I hope that that intel can serve the president, and I hope they allow the president to move on that, because I could see that as being a major brush fire of freedom, basically 1776 for worldwide, by making our elections honest again. And it would be great to see people like Bolsonaro in Brazil be vindicated and to even, get back in power. And, Trump can use that and build a very strong alliance, I think, with Brazil and Bolsonaro, Mele and Argentina. If the people in Venezuela can choose their own leader, I'm sure they would pick someone better than the CIA would pick. And then you've got Bukele in El Salvador and take back to Panama. I mean, that right there is a very powerful move, but it's power through peace and prosperity and not the military industrial complex.
No, I agree. By the way, I meant to play this last week. Guys, get Bukele queued up, because I read this in Brzezinski's books. He explains that they run the criminals, the West does. They claim to control it, but really they run it to sap society. Bukele explains in a short clip how governments don't want to get rid of criminality. He's not a dictator. He has 90% reelection. 89%. He literally just goes after the criminals and the corrupt judiciary, and just like that, society's fine. It's evil on purpose to control society. I appreciate your call. We'll get that queued up. We'll play part of it. Let's go to Dave in FEMA Region 9. You're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Alex. Appreciate you.
Yes,
I first want to talk about the product. And hats off to the product team, because I have 4 bottles of turmeric here, and one of them has the old Alex on it, but the new Alex on the label is amazing. Really good. So they did a good job with
that. They're the ones that put me on there. I told them to take me off, but okay, thank you.
No, it looks good. It's you with the jacket and the bald and the and the goatee. You look really good. And I'm trying to decide today on a Crusader shirt or a Learing Center, because we got some gear for Christmas. Jesse and I did.
I think Learing Center is the best.
Okay, we'll go with Learing today. Appreciate the advice, sir.
Thank you, brother.
So my comment was on the citizen journalist. The stuff that the Knicks are doing is amazing. We've been doing that here in Arizona for the last 6 years. And actually on May Day, they had a May Day protest at the Phoenix State Capitol. We went down there, and probably 40 or 60 people attacked me and my buddy. He's a disabled Army veteran, because we were carrying American flags. And they attacked us. I've got 3 bulging discs now. So it's real, but we need 1 million people, 2 million people, 10 million people to gather. And we don't hold protests. We hold rallies, rally for the cause that's important to us. And it's liberty above all. So when these people, we went to all the Elon Musk rallies where they were trying to burn down Tesla centers in Phoenix last year. We go to all of them, and me and my crew, we get together and we do rallies. We carry stars and stripes. We're armored up. We're ready with our side pieces if anything gets crazy. But we don't advocate violence, but we don't let it happen against us. So I hope that you and the rest of the audience can continue to stand for what we believe in, and that's liberty above all. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you. You and Tucker and Admiral Bannon, I share with Admiral Bannon all day long, every day, 1 Corinthians 3:7. It's not important who does the planting or who does the watering. What's important is God makes the seed grow. So we have to do more, say more, and pray more. God bless you, Alex.
God bless you, Dave. Thank you. Nick in Connecticut, you're on the air. World War III, the man who saw tomorrow. Go ahead, Nick. Tell us about it.
Well, I was just curious if you or your audience, well, maybe you specifically, have actually watched that documentary with Orson Welles. It was, I think it was about the late French seer, Michel Nostradamus. And the only reason I bring it up is, as I listen to the things you say over the past few years that I've started to become a listener, I see a lot of things that kind of make a little sense, actually. And it talks about like an alliance between Russia and the United States and the Great Trembling and in the Far East, and agreements broken, and the idea was to avoid the potential of nuclear war, because that's where, I guess, you know, they saw it going. And now I see you talk about things like Russia and, you know, things going on maybe behind closed doors with President Trump, and it just seems to me like, wow, it almost seems to be coming to so much a state of, you know, fruition. And I'm just curious if you ever saw that documentary, had any comment on it.
No, I love Orson Welles. It's called Orson Welles. What?
It was called The Man Who Saw Tomorrow. I believe it came out in 1980. It talked about the three antichrists. He had posted or said it was Napoleon, the first, the second Hitler, and the third man coming out of the Far East wearing a blue turban, which sometimes I believe
I've heard of that before.
I
mean, yeah, so that was an Orson Welles documentary.
Yes, it was. Yep, it was a documentary, and it was narrated by Orson Welles. I know sometimes you play old clips from movies and
Welcome,
things like that.
Megatron. I am Unicron. I have summoned you here for a purpose. Nobody summons Megatron. Then it pleases me to be the first. These are my commands. Destroy the Autobot Matrix. No, he did the... I never saw the old Autobot movie in the 80s. But then I was Googling Orson Welles' death. He died like the night after he cut the Unicron stuff for the 1980s movies, Transformers. So his last thing was that, and it's amazing. So that's why I've done that joke before, because it's Orson Welles doing it. Thanks. I'll check into it, brother. Thank you. Let's go to a quick clip here. Is Bukele explaining how things really work here at us, and we'll do one more caller.
They told me verbatim, they told me, you know, you can't end crime all at once. I asked them why, and they said, not because of the technical capacity to end it, but because of the blow to the economy. And I said, but what blow to the economy? Well, how many gang members do they have? And he says 70,000. That's 70,000 jobs. Because those people who earn money illegally, it's wrong. But then that money goes to the household, and then the household spends it legitimately. That household buys diapers for babies, food for children. They pay rent, electricity, phone, cable, internet, clothes, drinks, beer, the motorcycle, gasoline, cell phone credit, etc. All that economy will collapse at once, and there won't be a parallel legal economy to replace it at the same speed. So we have to end it, he told me at that time, crime little by little, so that the economy can gradually compensate for the criminal economy.
And I'll add in post, we upload this to Bandai Video and Accident Rumble, the full format. It's how it really works. Andrew in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? My other question got kind of answered. So on Minnesota, do you think the protesters are purposely being ramped up to hide this fraud that was uncovered by Nick?
100%. That's why they did it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And second, look, I love you, Alex. I know you aren't an infighter, and that's why all this kind of confuses me. But as far as the Candace thing, how can you criticize Candace on the Mitch Snow thing when basically the same thing happened with you with Wolfgang Halbig and the Sandy Hook thing? You both were contacted, you know, by like a whistleblower. You basically platformed them. I mean, objectively, do you not see the parallels there?
Yeah, you called it about Somali fraud in Greenland. I barely ever covered Sandy Hook. They just picked that later to sue me over and had rigged court cases. Mitch Snow said his wife broke his body up with a hammer and kicked him out of a car, wouldn't let him leave. He was convicted of that. She released the video of him doing what he said she did to him. And when I released that, they said they didn't care. And then all the other, and now it's time traveling, and now, you know, it's all just an attack on Team USA. It's crazy. So I was just like trying to warn her, hey, this is BS. I got attacked. And so instead of admitting that stuff's wrong, they've doubled down. So to me, I don't want to spend any more time on it. I'm just not going to sit there and just be involved with stuff of insanity.
I hear you. What do you think on Erica Kirk? And do you think she could be involved? Do you think she's behaving normally?
I think the whole thing has anomalies and questions. I think the whole thing's weird. So that's separate. Like me having questions about that and saying it's being investigated, I said that first. I broke the Cash Patel order to stand down, Cash Patel order to cover up of accomplices. That's real from the White House. A month after I broke it, it came out on the news. To literally say Fort Huachuca. And then when the congressman was there at 11 a.m., that's 8 a.m. Huachuca time, they went, oh, no, he's there at 2:45. No, he's there at 11. They had to admit that later. They literally just picked random people and did that to him. I won't be part of that, man. I'm not a sociopath. I'm not going to just randomly pick a congressman and say he's there and this other crap. And then Mitch Snow goes, you know, she says to Mitch Snow, she goes, was this guy there from Daily Wire? And he goes, yes, he was there too. And by the way, I'm the... And they're going to say, I'm attacking her again. You brought this up. My dad was the Zodiac Killer. First they said that was making it up. And they go, well, he is the Zodiac Killer. I mean, come on, dude. Come on.
Another thing they don't talk about is Charlie's bodyguard who used his Meta glasses like 60 seconds to a minute before he gets shot. Nobody talks about that. I think that's weird. He started a video on his glasses.
Yeah, I see him hit the button. We covered all that at the time.
Yeah, I know you did. I just hate to see, you know, like our side with the infighting. And you really don't ever do that. So,
I saw Candace. When Kennedy was being confirmed, it was hard pushed over everything. Like it was popping up on every device. Everybody was hard pushed, which is a big sign. It's establishment. Then RFK Jr. had some Mossad girlfriend with none of it was real, and it was going to be exposed. And of course, it was all lies. Let me tell you something. You just watch what happens with Candace Owens. Okay? And so, that's it. I don't buy what she's saying. I don't buy what she's doing. I think she works for the bad guys. I think it's conscious. And that's it. Appreciate your call. It's just, I won't talk about her. She's done. It's going to get worse. She's demonically possessed. I'm done. Let her do her own deal. I'm not part of her. Bye-bye. Harrison Smith takes over right now. God bless you. It's over and done, and the dream of peace comes true.
We'll all be drinking that. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. Now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there. Concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rating. 5 milligrams of this a day. Most people think creatine is just about better muscle, healthier, more stamina. It's been proven, it's been documented. I'll show you what Grok had to say about it here in just a moment. But the first thing you need to understand is that it's not just making your muscles better or your body be able to do more exercise. It's doing all these incredible things for your brain and everything else. And that's really more and more what scientists are saying people should focus on with creatine. And just since I've been taking creatine for the last few months, it has had dramatic effects on my clarity, my focus, my energy, especially when used with ultramethylene blue. Again, everybody knows about muscle and performance, or most people do, but what are the other benefits? Grok says secondary emerging benefits improves anaerobic capacity and power output, may increase glycogen storage in muscles when combined with carbs. Potential brain benefits, improves cognitive performance under sleep deprivation or mental fatigue. Possible neuroprotective
effects being studied in traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, depression, etc., may benefit vegetarians and others who have a lower level of creatine in their diet. Who benefits the most? Older adults, strength and power, people with low dietary creatine. It goes on and on. Bottom line, if you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.